This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. So we meet again. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. America Tonight. So much to talk about, but isn't that always the case? The tsunami, I like to say, washing out of Washington and falling over all of us, right, across this great nation. So we will talk about what's happening in D.C. and what's happening in your neck of the woods, too. It's a great time to remind you right at the top of the show, if somebody has done something unbelievable, I like to call it the daily salute. And I don't care if you live in the Ozarks. I don't care if you're listening to me in downtown Manhattan or Washington, D.C. Send me the story at americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing. That is my ode to James Gandolfini. You are in just like that. And maybe you will be the subject of the Daily Salute or somebody that you know. I bet we won't have too many coming out of Washington, D.C. Justin Duckham would always get my Daily Salute from Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. Good to be here.
So, Scaramucci's gone, but that was a wild weekend, wasn't it? The last five, six, 7 days were pretty wild in D.C. over Scaramucci. Am I right?
I mean, this was a 10-day, job that he had, and he actually quit before his official start date. The White House was pretty clear about the fact that he had not really been sworn in yet for the position, an oath that the president makes his staff take. And he wasn't really supposed to start until August, but he was fired before that. So he actually, served negative days as communication director. What a 10-day period that was. His whirlwind press conference that he gave, wherein he really came off as a charmer, that interview with the New Yorker where he came off as, I guess, less than charming, and then back to his old way of life. So just a strange whirlwind. The third communications director that the White House has gone through in 6 months, and just, I guess, kind of a sign of things to come. There are a lot of shakeups going on. There's some speculation that this could lead to some kind of stability, but so far that seems like it could be too optimistic.
Yeah, speaking of shakeups, what's going on with Bannon? Trump said that Bannon was wrong. He wasn't raising taxes on the rich at all, so now he's going against what he has to say.
Yeah, I mean, there's sort of a trend with Bannon where Bannon will get out in front of a lot of issues, and this was one that he had been lobbying pretty hard behind the scenes, much to the sort of terror of a lot of the rank and file within the Republican Party, such as Paul Ryan and whatnot. And Trump was sort of distancing himself from that. And that's something that he's been kind of doing for a while now, sort of moving away from, some of the gains that were made by the people who helped him out during the election. Over the weekend, he delivered a tweet saying that, there are so many people who talked about the geniuses that helped the, win the election for me. But ultimately, there just weren't really that many, sort of casting it as, more or less a solo effort, which I'm sure probably did not endear him to a lot of the people who have stuck around. And in that, instance, that seems to have been kind of a way for him to break free of the sort of influence that, Priebus and Bannon and others have been viewed as having over Trump. So, again, this is sort of the president who doesn't like it when others are in the spotlight, and is more than willing to, kind of scuttle pet projects at a moment's notice. And I'm pretty sure that was what this was about.
Yeah, and then there's, here we go again with everything about Russia. The White House said that President Trump had a role in producing a statement where his son denied that a meeting he had with a Russian lawyer was related to the 2016 presidential campaign. Where does this ultimately end up? I mean, this investigation, I guess, continues so far, I suppose.
I mean, this is an administration that has a pretty interesting relationship with the truth. You know, the Washington Post reported that Trump actually dictated the first Donald Trump Jr. statement, one that needed to be revised about two or three times in the days following, since it left out some pretty clear information, you know, primarily that this was a meeting aimed at trying to garner, you know, information on Hillary Clinton. And, of course, the promise that this was coming from the Russian government's efforts to do it themselves. And today the White House was kind of on defense about that. We had Sarah Huckabee Sanders coming out and saying that, you know, Trump helped shape the statement much like any father would do. You know, frankly, I don't recall any fond father-son memories of my dad crafting the statement for me, but, you know, different strokes, different folks. And then also said that there's nothing in the statement that was inaccurate, which, you know, may be true, but it certainly was a lie of omission by the fact that, you know, this did not have a lot of clear information in it. So, again, it just kind of shows that, you know, this is a White House that isn't necessarily forthcoming, and, you know, so often when you dig a little bit deeper, their initial story just seems to kind of collapse.
Yeah, and do you think part of that is so many people, and I certainly have been one of those, and said, wouldn't it be great to get a lot of outsiders in Washington? But then it goes to, well, they don't really know the game in Washington, and that can be problematic, right?
I mean, yeah, and frankly, this is probably going to have a, you know, pretty big impact in the larger political scheme of things in terms of the American trajectory for politics.
Yep.
You know, we've talked about an outsider president for a while. We've talked about a businessman president for a while.
Yep.
And, you know, there are a lot of, you know, business people and outsiders who probably would make pretty solid politicians. But in this situation, we've just kind of seen a lot of that be tarnished by some of the behavior that we've seen come from the White House. So I think that this may have a pretty big repercussion down the road for that very reason.
Yeah, interesting. All right, thanks so much, Justin Duckham. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
So as Justin said, you know, of course, it's the same thing. All eyes are on the White House and what's going to happen there after the shakeup. I said the other night, look, you put a Marine in charge, he's not going to take any crap. He is going to rearrange the deck chairs, I'm certain of it. If there was going to be any calm that was going to happen at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, it probably will happen now, because I think that changes with all the firings and resignations and whatnot. You can tell when you put somebody like Kelly in charge, he just doesn't weather that. He's not going to weather the nonsense. And, you know, now that Scaramucci's gone, it's interesting. He said to TMZ that he would be working on being the best person that he could be. So, well, I guess that's good, because he had a whole bunch of problems heading into the White House gig and heading out of the White House gig. So that makes sense. Like husband, father duties, family, that kind of stuff, that probably would bode well for him if he could kind of use that swagger and swagger back in that direction. Let's put it that way. How about that? Also, the U.S. military is looking at options against North Korea, but what does it mean? What would the cost be? I'm going to throw some darts at the dartboard, and we're going to talk about that on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the Best of America Tonight.
Reminder that in Florida, severe weather can come at any time, especially during hurricane season. So it's very important that every family get prepared on the front end.
All right, that's Rick Scott, the governor of Florida. You heard him there warning not about North Korea, which we'll dive into, but talking about flooding in central Florida during Tropical Depression Emily. Right? Encouraging Floridians to visit floridadisaster.org. Yeah. As much as I just spent, 2 weeks in Florida, it's true. The weather in Florida is crazy, and especially when you're riding out hurricane season, it seems calm, and suddenly the heavens open up, and all hell breaks loose. But I didn't think it was supposed to be that big of a storm. I mean, in all seriousness, with the hurricanes, you get more warnings. I've said that before since I've lived deep in tornado country and deep in hurricane territory. I will take the hurricanes all day long compared to the tornadoes because there is more predictability. Even if they're wrong, you at least have a chance to get out of there usually. So this tropical storm kicked into effect for the West Coast, was called off by late afternoon because Emily weakened to that tropical depression. He just said, just drive carefully because you had a lot of standing water, and that standing water can be brutal at times, but certainly nothing like the tropical, some of the tropical storm winds. Although, you know what's interesting? They had to close a bridge that I've been on I don't know, a gazillion times. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but a ton. The Skyway Bridge, it spans Tampa. It was closed, but it reopened because they had like 60-mile-an-hour winds, so they don't take any chances there for that. But the good news is they definitely dodged a bullet with this one. I mean, who knows if we'll see any more storms because we're in the thick of it now at this point. And, of course, there is always that chance that Mother Nature could wreak havoc with the Sunshine State. Always, always a possibility. And I've said this before. I've been all over. I've traipsed all over Florida. And it seems like when I leave, I just skirt the bad weather. So I feel pretty good about that, I have to say. And you know that Skyway Bridge, sad quick story, although it ended well. I was down there a couple of years ago, and I was doing a spring training thing. I was covering spring training, and I think I wanted to go see the Philadelphia Phillies because you all know I grew up outside of Philly. And when I was going over the Skyway Bridge, I was blasting my music. You know the songs that stick in your head? We're going to talk about those at the tail end of the show. Yeah, we're going to do that with Andy from Me, Me, Me. We're going to talk about the songs that stick in your head. But one of those songs was sticking in my head, and I was psyched. I was just in a good mood. You know, boom, I'm driving up the Skyway Bridge, and I hear these sirens, and there was like a couple of cop cars, and the sirens were blaring, and people were moving over to the side, and I thought, wow, I wonder what's going on. I didn't see any kind of accident. And there was somebody on the bridge that was going to jump. There was a guy on the bridge. And it was pretty close to me. I was coming up on that. And they talked him down. So then the cars, including mine, we all started to get backed up. But they got him off the bridge. I was like, oh, thank goodness. Because he was in my sights. I didn't know it at the time because I was, of course, singing the song, not paying attention to whatever was in front of me on off of the bridge, you know, on the side of the bridge. But that's what was happening there. And I talked to somebody afterwards about that, and they said, you know, like other bridges, like the Golden Gate Bridge, like the Ben Franklin Bridge in Philadelphia, like the George Washington Bridge in New York, they're jumpers. It's a jumper bridge. And I said, wow, I had no idea. I mean, they weren't saying that every day this was consistently happening, but just that it had happened a bunch. How about that? Yeah. In North Korea, there's probably some people who are so horrified by the treatment that they receive that they want to be jumpers. You know, people sometimes paint this picture of Kim Jong-un, which I can't believe anybody would paint a rosy picture of him. However, because he would be on my deck of cards for ugly dictator list of just like Hugo Chavez the Butcher and Castro would be on that list for me. He was on that list for me. So the U.S. military ops in North Korea, the scenarios, what would a war with North Korea be like? Would it be catastrophic? You know, that's what's being said now, that if there's a... would we have a preemptive strike? Lindsey Graham made comments about that, the senator from South Carolina, saying that there would be war with North Korea if the missile threat continues. So as an American, I'm asking you, would you like to see a war with North Korea? I mean, it's nutty what's happening. You know, all of a sudden, there's this unusual submarine activity, and we've detected it. At what's being called unprecedented levels. That's never good. And they said there was evidence of an ejection test following Pyongyang's second intercontinental ballistic missile launch this month. So what does an ejection test mean? It examines a missile's cold launch system. What does that mean? It uses high-pressure steam to propel a missile out of a launch canister into the air before its engines ignite. So it helps prevent flames and heat from the engine from doing damage to either the sub or a submersible barge or any equipment used to launch the missile. So Sunday's ejection test is the third time this month, fourth time this year, that North Korea has done that kind of a trial of a missile component, which, of course, is critical to developing a sub's launch capabilities. I think you get the whole picture now. And this was a submarine operating in the Yellow Sea. And then there were a couple of other subs detected in the waters off Japan for about a week. So there's all kinds of things happening here. Now, experts are saying, I'm no expert in this, but experts have told me, it's been reported all over the place. If you look at these, I have a friend at the Pentagon, experts say if that test, if Friday's test had been fired on a flatter standard kind of what they call trajectory, of course, the path, it could have definitely threatened a Chicago, a Denver, and an L.A. So the president told reporters that the administration is going to be able to take care of North Korea. No specifics on what that means. All options are on the table. All options are on the table. A nuclear threat from North Korea could be handled simply. Whew, I don't know. I think anything to do with nukes is frightening. Seriously. I mean, knowing that the missile, if we're saying a missile could hit Denver or any of our big cities, that's scary. Of course it's scary. And I think the reason it's scary is because Kim Jong-un is very undictable. Very unpredictable. You know, if somebody doesn't want to lose their life, if somebody values human life, I say this with the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, what we keep seeing again and again with some of the terrorists coming out of the Middle East in particular, of course, no regard for human life, no hassle for them, they don't care. So if Kim Jong-un wants to be provocative and isn't concerned about the repercussions, if he gets to that point and we're seeing the subactivity and more of these tests, well, then he's willing to take the U.S. on. And what does that mean for us? Who dies? One of the things that Senator Graham said was, listen, if this happens, if there's going to be a war, thousands will die, but it's going to be people that are going to die over there. They're not going to die here. And he said the president told him that to his face. Ugh, let's hope we don't jump into this war unless there is no choice. Stay with us. More sights and sounds from the governor of New Jersey and the mayor of Los Angeles. What do they have in common? They're coming up on America Tonight. A secret pain, you know you don't belong. You're the first to fight, you're way too loud. You're the flash of light on a burial shroud.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight.
4 out of every 5 new heroin addicts in the country today started on prescription opioids. So this problem is not happening. It's not starting on our street corners. It's starting in our doctor's offices and hospitals. We prescribe enough opioids in this country in 2015 to have every adult in America fully medicated for 3 weeks.
Boy, it's not often I agree with Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, but I have to agree with him here. It is crazy, the opioid implosion in the U.S., and I think the drug companies, man, they're complicit. They love it. Keep on prescribing. More money, more money, more money. And we do have a lot of zombies running around, and it's sad. There are some awful stories out there. I just recently ran across some people that I know who are connected to some other people who have been in facilities, and they were professionals in the healthcare industry who are hooked on opioids. So it is a huge problem all the way around. And, you know, it's Big Pharma, baby. Big Pharma. Charging a mint, getting a mint back, and it's a system. Get them on the pills, and then people are hooked. They can't get off of them. Next thing you know, they're in facilities. Who knows? It's a vicious cycle. I was talking to somebody who's been on this show actually a bunch of times, who I really like, who's a psychologist, and he was telling me that. You know, in some of these facilities, it's like a round robin. It's like you're at some sort of tennis tournament. So people come in, they do the deal, they come in and they're a wreck and they're shaking, then they sort of clean up, then they're out, and then they're back in 3 months, and then they're back again. I mean, it's just nutty. So Christie is right about that. How do you stop that? How do you stop that when some people need it to survive, and then it becomes a much bigger problem, and it's all about that vicious circle, the pill circle, I call it. Let's go to our pal Dan, listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm fat, but that's what you get for eating too much.
I know. You know, it can happen so easy. I'm on the opposite path, but I know how easy it is to get that
I'm
belly.
I'm a good cook, and I just love my own cooking, baby. I'm making
that's
a beef
good.
Stew right now that just you just go, it's going to be
beef. Wait a second. You can't stop there for a second. So beef stew, what do you put in your beef stew? Do you put potatoes and carrots?
I put potatoes, green beans, peas, corn, cauliflower, you name it. If it's in the kitchen cabinet, it goes in there.
Yum!
But just tons and tons of beef that I've got cooking right now. It's going to be so tender when I get done. About 1 o'clock in the morning, it'll be just as tender that you can just chew into it. And it'll,
love it.
And I'm going to throw all that into the vegetables and cook them. And then I'm going to let it cool all night. And then I'm going to put it in freezer bags to where I can have beef stew in the afternoon and just go. And I just love it. I got a joke for you, and then I got something to say. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This guy went into a hardware store, and he's kicking things around. He's looking all over, and the clerk says, "Can I help you, sir?" And he says, "Yes, I'm looking for one of those files, one of those round, funny files." He says, "Give me a rat tail file." He says, "I think that's it." "Yeah." He says, "Let me see the ones you got." So he showed him. He says, "Yeah, this will be perfect." He says, "Well, if you don't mind me asking, what are you going to use it for?" He says, "I'm going to file down my parrot's beak." He says, "Oh, my God, man, don't do that. You will kill him." He says, "No, the veterinarian told me how to do it. I'm going to do it, and then he'll be able to talk. He's having trouble talking, but if I file his beak down, he can articulate what he wants to say." "Okay, well, come back and let me know how it goes." So about a week went by, and the guy comes back, and he's knocking over brooms, and he's kicking paint cans, and he's looking really down, and the guy says, "I remember you, I remember you. You're the guy that got the file to file down the parrot's beak. How's the parrot?" He says, "He's dead." He says, "I told you if you filed his beak down, it would kill him." He says, "No, I think the vice did it."
That was worth the wait. I love it. That was good.
On this political situation, we are all waiting, me and my little cohorts. You know, I have some people. And we've all decided that we're going to do a little primary on everybody out there that's been stalling with Donald and playing their little games. Anybody we can zap, we're going to zap them. We're going to put people in there that will do what we ask them to do.
Mm-hmm.
After all, it's our government, not theirs. Okay, now on this North Korea, I have also heard that we have a new kind of mother of all mother bombs. Beside the MOAB, we've got what's known as a super MOAB that can blow a 100-mile circle in the ground if it's dropped. And it will go so deep that we can get back down to where the crust of the earth is as far as getting to what we want to get at. And if they drop this thing, it's going to even cause earthquakes and repercussions even in South Korea and into China. And this thing is something that we have that if they put that puppy out, if they have to use it, I'm telling you, that's going to be the game changer. And Donald will drop that puppy. I'm not kidding you. If he has to, he will.
Well, I think if North Korea is not fooling and they get just way too close, which things are starting to happen that are much more threatening than they have been in the past, we won't wait.
We are watching their little subs, and we have got our boys that can creep in there and take their puppies out just lickety bam. And so I'm telling you, you're going to see some action here probably this year, but this is not going to stand. And I'm not kidding you about that bomb. I'm telling you, that thing, if they drop that,
super.
They can kiss Quang Yang goodbye or whatever they call that place over there.
Pyongyang, yeah.
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 Yin Yang.
Yin Yang.
Hey, listen, babe, you have a good day and a good night and also a tortilla.
I love that, Dan. Thank you. I think he purposely calls this show to make us all hungry when he tells us what he's making, because he does the reverse, kind of like me. He has the reverse life, so he makes his meal late at night and is listening to the show and tells us what he's making, and he must be a good cook, because I'll tell you, some of what he says he's made sounds pretty interesting to me. And this is the first time I think I've heard the stew, but there's so many other things that he's talked about. So, bravo. How about this? The border wall, as kind of a follow here, the construction on the border wall expedited. And we're talking about near San Diego. They've kind of eased environmental laws. Since we're going to go to Garcetti in a second here with the Olympics, but they're going to waive environmental rules so that those barriers can be built, which would bar the illegal immigrants from crossing the border with Mexico near San Diego. The project is on about 15 miles of what they're calling the frontier extending east from the Pacific Ocean. I know exactly where they're talking about, because, you know, this wall was a centerpiece of what Trump said was going to happen, and especially in San Diego because of all the crossings there. Anyway, the estimate of the wall is about $21 billion, and Trump has said that Mexico will eventually pay for it. He says that's going to eventually happen. San Diego, of course, is one of the busiest U.S. border sections, so that makes sense as to why, you know, why would they do it there? Because of, if you've ever been there, you know exactly what that's like. Insanity. Truly. Brutal. So if you're going to try this out, if you're going to test this out, if you're going to slam something up, I mean, that's where you're going to want to do it, right? It's going to be there. I guess what I'm guessing or wondering is, once that goes up, what's going to be the clever ways to get around it? Because I think that they're, of course, you'd be naive to think there aren't going to be some attempts at getting around it. And trust me, they will. I think that people on the other side who are desperate are clever. Plus, even more than that, not so much the what I call the innocent people. I'm talking more about the coyotes who stand to make a profit and benefit from getting people over the border, trying to come up with clever ways to make that happen. So I think there still is that chance that we're, it may be a deterrent for a while, but I don't know it's the ultimate deterrent. I'll tell you what, Eric Garcetti could not have been happier about the Olympics, because, you know, ultimately it was probably a good deal. They held off, and the L.A. mayor had something to celebrate. Here's what he said.
I told them that L.A. was ready to host the Olympics again, that you would find the greatest sports city anywhere on the face of the earth. And more than that, the fans who support this movement and who have shown time and time again that we can reimagine the games for a new generation.
All right, so it's 2028, and Paris gets it in 2024. So mark your calendars if you're a big Olympic fan, because you'll be able to go to L.A. for that. And the venues that they're talking about should be much more spectacular, especially with the movement of the football teams, any of the track and field, etc. You're going to have some great places to hold this. Seems so far away, doesn't it? 2028. It is. It's another decade, right? Of course. So it is far away. But good for L.A. They decided to take a little extra dough, not take it in 2024, give it to Paris, and really plan for it. Because anybody on that L.A. committee, part of that whole bid thing, they know now that they've done this, they have to make this all come to life, and it's going to take some time. You got construction costs. They'll be using the Coliseum and Pauley Pavilion and the Staples Center, but some new places as well. Stay with us.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Stop.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight.
So in this segment, I thought it'd be fun. You know those songs that get stuck inside your head? You know, I don't care if you're 70 or if you're 22 and you're listening to this show. There are just songs, and it's an individual thing as to what songs get stuck in your head. This song was actually pretty good. Andy, who is our technical director and part of the Me group that you have certainly heard featured on this show in the past, understood exactly what I meant when I said about the songs that you sing and they kind of stick with you. That was a pretty good song. What, was that a song that sticks in your head?
All the time.
And what's the name of that song? Maybe I haven't heard it, but it sounds like a melody I've heard before.
That's Where's My Mind by the Pixies.
Yeah, by the Pixies.
Mm-hmm. I think the reason why it gets stuck in my head is because the beginning of the song starts out with a little really easy
melody.
Yeah,
I like it. Yeah.
And sometimes people unintentionally hum that, and then I just have to tell them to stop. And that's actually the beginning of the song, is that melody, and then somebody says stop, and then the song starts.
And it also cues you up to know if you're in a car and you're listening to it, that it's coming. Because you know that's the beginning of the song. You start to hear that, and it just immediately, or you're out somewhere, and you hear it in the background, you can pick it up because you know the song so well.
Yeah. And you were singing this one a little bit during the break.
Oh, I love this song.
Life is a highway.
That's right, baby. 2006. Right? It's been re-released anyway.
Yeah.
Here it is. One day, the next day you're gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stay, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world that's happily down. Keep listening, it'll pay off, people. With a brave, I'll free, nervous soul. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time to say. Did I say that left today? Here it is. Ready? Life is a highway. I want to ride it all night long. Going my way. I want to drive it all night long. Hear what my credibility. I love that song. I do. I used to come in, I'll tell people, I used to work at a radio station, a huge radio station, and I was, at the time, I wasn't doing news, you know, because I'm a news junkie, so news, politics, everybody knows that, politics, sports, business are my things, and it was a sports station, and because I had crazy hours, and I would blast this song, I would hear it all the time, my nephew says it's called Joyska. It's when things start coming out of your mouth, you don't even realize you're saying them. And I would be singing that chorus, life is a highway, I want to ride it all night long. If you're going my way, I want to drive it all night long. So, and it made sense for my crazy hours. And like I said, it just kind of stuck with me. I had another one, too, that you might like, Andy, and some of the listeners. This may be one of the songs that gets stuck for them because you recognize it right away when you start to hear it on the radio or if you're out somewhere. And it's one of the Eagles' big songs, a big hit. Here it is. Welcome to the Hotel California.
You know, for a while, I had a certain friend that we would drive around town together and just check things out, and this song would come on the radio every time we were in the car.
Would.
Yeah.
And see again, it's those lyrics. Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place, such a lovely face. Plenty of room at the Hotel California any time of year. You can find it here. And you hear it a lot. And my 16-year-old nephew likes this song. He just wrote something that he was doing for school and then messing around. And he put the lyrics for Hotel California in it because he liked them. So that's interesting because this song came out in the mid-70s from the Eagles, and that certainly has spanned generations, let's put it that way, right? How about what other songs stick in your head?
I'm a very big fan of Weezer, so this one sticks in my head a lot. My name is
Weezer.
Jonas.
Yeah.
It's a good song. Off their debut album.
Thanks for all you've shown us.
Yeah.
But this is how we feel. Yeah. I like Weezer. And that was like a 90s. I'm a big 90s music fan, and that's a 90s song from Weezer, of course. Has to be somewhere probably in the mid-90s. Cool.
And it doesn't even really have a chorus, which is interesting. I don't know why it sticks in my head so much, but...
Right. Maybe it's the melody of it. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it was pretty cool for its time. Still is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. So we've got that. So we have My Name is Jonas, Hotel California, we both said too, Life is Highway. And then I have a really old one from the 70s that David Cassidy sang. Bum, 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 bum. It's easy to sing. I'm sleeping and right in the middle
of a good dream. I don't know this song.
Oh, listen, you'll know this. You'll probably know these words. Partridge Family. It's old. Way before your time, but they still play it in 70s stages. I think I love you. See how easy that is?
I still can't recall this tune.
See, now maybe like if Megan, if maybe if Megan Kelly sang on her Sunday night show, she might get some ratings. What do you think?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying. It's good. So David Cassidy, he was just like a pop icon guy. Do you have any other songs that stick in your head?
Well, there's a new song that I really like that's kind of cool. It's called Certainty by a band called Temples, and for some reason it's just been stuck in my head for a while. Bass line in the beginning.
Oh, I like the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't know this.
I've been really getting into newer music recently, and this one stuck out a lot to me. It's a cool melody.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the beginning of that song.
Oh, yeah. That
cool.
That bass line is unforgettable.
Yep. Yep. And that's it. You know what? When you, and you know this because you're in a band, you care about the music, you guys write music. What is it about a song that sticks? I think it can be the way it starts. It can be a lyric. It can be a lot of things. What do you think?
You know, if I had the answer to that, I'd be a millionaire.
Boy, that's true, isn't it? You wouldn't be doing this.
There's a word that they use in the film industry for when a song matches what's going on the screen perfectly. It's called ping, and it's like kind of means that there's harmony going on between the visuals and the music. And I think that is just kind of certain songs speak for certain times. So that's why songs usually only have one shot to get big. They don't, very rarely do they get dug up from the past, you know. They come out and either they are perfect for the time or they're not. It's just kind of magic.
Yeah, and then there's some that just transcend, and so they still kind of always, like we said, Hotel California, because you have my nephew, who's 16, just turned 16. You could be in your 20s, or you could be even older, and that's a song that somehow resonates and gets played enough, either when people are out or whatever, because really this is a generation where you pick your own music and you listen to it, but it's a song that's out there still that enough people hear, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of timeless.
Timeless, yeah. Well, that is the goal. There's the answer. You want to, if you're a musician, which you are, if you're in a band, you want timeless. You want it, if you could have at least one timeless song, that would be sweet, and that would be the payday.
Definitely. Thanks a lot, Kate.
Yeah, we figured it out. I love it. Songs that stick in your head. If you have a few, I'd be curious. Send them to me, americatonight.net. Click on contact and give me your top three. If they're good, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.